G'day and welcome to Average Joe Down Under. Join your host, Darren Jonathan, as he shares his experiences on moving to start a new life in Australia, along with travel tips, paperwork advice, and all the highs and lows that come with this wonderful, life-changing experience. Now, let's dive into today's episode.
Hello, everybody. This is Darren back again after 6 months away, actually maybe longer, 8 months maybe, before I've recorded a podcast. And I just want to say I missed putting out content for you guys. And I am just so sorry that I disappeared, but I'm here to tell you why. I disappeared because I was having the worst anxiety last year that I've ever experienced in my life. I was having sometimes daily, a couple times a day, panic attacks, which would affect my face and my breathing and obviously my whole entire life. Yep. And I laugh about it now, but it has been ongoing as I document on this podcast and Instagram that my anxiety has been going up and down while posting content. And sometimes I don't want to post and I post and I don't post for ages. It's just the way it is. And I'm so sorry about that. But it's just really affected me last year and I was probably not in a great place. And I think that was because I really wanted to go home. And if you've been following me on Instagram, you would have known that I disappeared from Australia for 5 months. I left in September last year. And I was at home till March of 2024, and this is May. So yeah, I have been gone and can't believe it. It's just went in so quickly. But now I'm back and I've recorded a bunch of different episodes for you in the last couple of weeks. And I can't wait to put out more stuff for you on the blog, which has got like 40 or 50 articles coming. So I'm so happy with that. And yeah. And I just wanted to give you a bit of a life update on me and just shout out to those people who are maybe experiencing some sort of difficulty. Maybe you're trying to move or trying to leave your environment, or maybe you just are struggling. Keep going and push. I wouldn't say push through, but I would just say, yeah, just things do get better. You know, I had to seek professional advice, obviously, because when your face goes numb multiple times a day and you don't know why and you're having what you think is a heart attack, yeah, you have to go see a doctor. So, yeah, so it's taking a bit of time and mentally preparing myself and getting things right. So, yeah, I went home, went on a little holiday with my family, went home. And just enjoyed time with my grandparents, which who have been ill over the last couple of years on and off and or have been not doing too good. So went home and luckily they're doing great. And spending time with family has been just a refresh, mental refresh. And yeah, I just really thank people to stay on the journey with me because I know that it's not consistent at the moment. So thank you to those people who listen, to people who even look at the blog or even the Instagram, come and follow me, Average Joe Down Under. Yeah, so I decided that today's episode is going to be lighthearted, not after this introduction, this sad introduction. Yeah, so I thought I'd give you a little bit of comparison to what I experienced. I want to tell you what it's like compared to Australia. So yeah, let's get to it. So what big thing I've noticed is healthcare. I was super sick during my time at home. Just this one instance. And I've been in hospital many times here in Australia. And I have absolutely loved the healthcare system here because just how quickly you're seen to, like, you do have a wait, obviously that's just natural if it's busy, but yeah, they always have been thorough. You know, the people are amazing. I find, you know, everything that I've had surgeries here, I've had, you know, blood tests all the time, like, you know, so I've had a few health issues, so yeah, you know, like, I find it really Great here. And you can, the GP is basically open like till late evening, 7 days a week nearly. So it's been a great thing to have that available, especially for someone who has a few, in the last couple of years, health conditions. But anyway, so obviously I was really sick there and I was waiting in A&E for 14 hours. And to say my experience was absolutely terrible, it wasn't just me. It was a multitude of people. There was a girl sitting near who had a, who's old, elderly, who had a fall, who'd been waiting 20 hours. My cousin had a stroke and was waiting at least longer than I was, so 16 hours. And the person beside her had a heart attack and was getting medication and, yeah, was there for even longer. So it is crazy. But saying that, the people were lovely. The doctors and nurses, they're under the pump. They were beautiful. They try their best without the staff, with the amount of people that were coming through. Like, they did try their best. But anyway, after about 16 hours altogether, 14 waiting, getting seen by the doctor, getting the medication, going home. Like, and I wouldn't have gone to A&E if I really, like, I was passing out. I was throwing up for 4 hours straight. Like, I really couldn't not go to the hospital. Otherwise I wouldn't have gone. So yeah, that's a big difference. I found the healthcare system way more efficient here. Obviously they're both free for me because I have Medicare here and over there. Obviously I'm a citizen born there. It's free for me as well. But yes, it's great for a free service to be even be seen for free, to be honest. Like, we have to be thankful for that. But yeah, in terms of the difference, there's a night and day for sure. And if you're someone who out there has health conditions or has experienced healthcare, something to do in the healthcare sector, you would probably know, especially if you're a nurse or a doctor. But anyway, the nurse was saying about how many people who are moving to Australia because they couldn't deal with it there because of the conditions. So it was interesting to see that sort of side because I didn't expect to see that so quickly. So yeah. Yeah. Another one was work. I'm an educator. I have worked for nearly 13 years in special education, taught business studies, taught multiple other subjects as well. And I ended up in a school, a lovely local school to where I live. So it was like about a 4 minute drive, which you never get in Australia, never. So that was a real big perk. Yeah, it was really, and really working in your local community was really nice. It had that really lovely local feel compared to here, because you don't feel as, well, I don't feel as part of the community because you work, because I think just necessarily it takes a long time to get there. It takes 35, 40 minutes to drive there. You know, you at the end of the day, you want to go home. Whereas if you stay behind there, it didn't feel like you were, like, you know, you still only stayed to after four. It wasn't that bad, you know. And yeah, so basically, it was very different towards the work. If I had to work in about 4 days, which is great because I was already registered with the teaching council, and I caught up with some Australian people who they used to live here. They're from home and they were actually working in the school next door. So it was really nice to meet up and catch up and talk about what the differences were. The differences for us in Northern Ireland obviously were that you didn't get paid over the holidays for teachers. So if you got a temporary contract, you didn't get paid over the holidays, which was really frustrating and annoying because you couldn't budget. And I find budgeting super hard, especially getting paid every 30 days or more. So that was really weird. Just an adjustment, really, but it was annoying compared to getting paid fortnightly here or weekly here, depending on what you do. And if you're temporary here, usually you get paid over the holidays for a teacher. And it was nice to talk to other people in different, you know, from home in different stages of their life as well. Some of them have been teaching in international schools, etc. So that was a good perk. Yeah. So basically, after about a couple of months applying for jobs, thinking that I was going to stay, the job situation was not ideal. One minute you get paid like, you know, a couple thousand pounds, and then the next month you're getting paid like very little because you over the holidays. So I found it really hard to budget and really very hard to live. And I wasn't even paying a mortgage because my mortgage is paid for me because I rent my property out at home. So I don't have to worry about paying a mortgage or a rent because I was living at home, really. And at times I was actually living in my own apartment. So yeah, I just found it like if I was paying a mortgage or had a family and was living on that wage, I would find it really hard to live. And that was a very big difference from here. Like, I know the cost of living has gone up, but I found that I'd have more disposable income here, just in terms of because I get paid more because of my profession is paid more here, obviously. But I could see how it would be relative. There's not much of a difference in some, depends on where you work because of the rent here, because it is super high. I also noticed that even in Ireland, Northern Ireland and parts of the UK, rent has skyrocketed. And a lot of people on TikTok and a lot of people on Reels and Instagram influencers and all are saying about how, like, all this sort of stuff about rental prices. But it is insane. They have gone up so much there that it actually rivals and certain parts rival here. I have a friend who lived in Dublin for a while and she ended up having to come back because she couldn't afford to live there, which is saying something where she can afford to rent her own place here, but couldn't afford to rent her own place there. It was just a very interesting experience overall. And I thought I really would like say hi to you and give you the here and now, what is real and what's happening, because I was on the ground, and I've moved apartments here, so I know the prices here and what I'm paying per room, or per apartment. So I just thought I'd give you an update. So obviously decided to come back because job wise, there was just very little opportunities for me. Applied for jobs that were above me as well. Just there was just not enough vacancies to warrant staying. And with the fluctuation in currency or fluctuation in pay every month was just very hard to live, very hard to save. You would get ahead 1 month and then you'd have a few expenses. Like I was just like literally just having an expense that I would normally have. And then next month or that for the rest of that month couldn't afford to live. Like, and I was like not even eating out that much. But I did notice that I went out in, for example, I went out in Belfast, went out and spent equivalent to $100, and that was for two of us with two meals, two drinks. Obviously, that combined was $100. And I was livid because I was like, that should not happen because you're getting paid half of what I'm getting paid here. But yet, food prices, drinks, and everything were so expensive. I can, for in Australia, I obviously could get that less. Obviously, I know rent and things like that are very vastly different. Like, there is a very, very big difference. I can rent a 3-bedroom house in Belfast to where I can maybe rent a room, in Sydney. But it's just the fact that, like, it just shouldn't be that way. It should be the opposite because anytime I've went home in the past before pre-COVID was the opposite. It was so, like, it was cheaper there for sure. So yeah, that was just a very big difference that I really noticed, especially living there and not having, I think not having consistent wage really affected that. But yeah, so that was a bit of a lowdown of what happened. Kind of got back in March and yeah, I've been kind of, you might have seen the little reel of where I used frequent flyer points to get back as well. So it actually only cost me $1,500 to get back in business in Emirates. And I just wanted to plug that because I think you should listen to the Fly Like Rye episode because people who come here need to take advantage of all the things there is to offer to make it cheaper for them. And I am a big advocate of using the resources around you. So, go listen to the episode, start on your frequent flyer journey, start on saving money, start on all these different types of things like salary sacrifice and all the things I do talk about in other places and other parts of the podcast, to save yourself money. Yeah, that's me. So I'm back. And you're ready to hear some amazing episodes. Thank you so much for sticking by me. Come follow me on Average Joe Down Under. And my new blog is coming out. Well, I've got a blog, but the new version, loads of blogs are coming out. I think about 40 things to do in all cities, things to do around the world in different cities as well. I'm really putting loads of effort into making sure you get the best content. So please come follow me, come along the journey with us, save yourself money, get some tips along the way and make your space being able to thrive here in Australia or wherever you are, because you might not, and you might be living somewhere else. But so even if you listen from abroad, shout out, send me a DM. I'd love to hear from you. Peace.
Thanks for listening, guys. This has been Average Joe Down Under. If you like what you heard, then be sure to hit like and subscribe. Have a question for Darren or a topic you'd love him to discuss on the show? Get in touch at Average Joe Down Under on Instagram or check out www.darrenjonathan.com. See you next time. And remember, you're only ever one decision away from a totally different life.